So Perakei, which we're reading today, is a very famous parak, probably one of the most famous parakim in Sefer HaTanya. And just to contextualize it, where we are, we're at the tail end of describing this nefesh elokis, this higher spiritual nefesh that every Jew has. At its core, it's a chelek eloka mimal mamish, it's an essence of Hashem, vayipach biyapav. Hashem didn't just create us, but He breathed His essence into us. Just like when Hashem breathed His essence into the world, the emanations are 10, there are 10 sephiros, there are 10 elements to that human nefesh elokis. Just like in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's universe, those 10 elements are divided into 3, which create 7. The 3 are intellect, chachma, bina, vadas. The 7 are the parts of Hashem's character or His essence, tiferes, gedula. In the human being, there are 3 primary ones, which are intellect, the first flash of knowledge, chachma, bina, analysis, das, internalization and assimilation. And the interface between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the interface between Machshava, Dibor, and Maisa. When we learn Torah, we interface all of our 10, those 3 intellectual traits interface with Hashem through Torah. And the other Midos, Ava and Yira, drive mitzvos, which we interface with Hashem through Dibor and through Maisa. Now, in Parag Dalet, he described that interaction with Hashem, particularly through Torah, when our Machshava is the interface for our Chachma Bina Vadas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's circumscribed will. Hashem is infinite, and yet Hashem took His infinite presence and contained it within Torah mitzvos. And therefore, in Olam Hazeh, we have an ability to interact with Hashem in a more integrated fashion in Olam Haba. Because in Olam Haba, we just have to face the infinity of Hashem. Even though we have less inhibitions, we don't have Torah mitzvos. But in this world, Hashem took His essence and was mitzamsem it into Torah. It's like water is mitzamsem from the universal waters into contained bodies of water. He compared that to Mechabek Es HaMelech. That's the famous phrase of the fourth parak, that when we interact with Hashem through Torah, it's like we're hugging the Melech. That's how deep our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. In the fifth parak, he expands even more elaborately. So the fifth parak begins, Uletosvos Bior. Now I'm going to give a little bit more explanation. When we think about how we study ideas, we don't really think too much. What happens to you when you study a concept, when you study an idea? So the word that's used for study very often is litfos, to understand something. In fact, in the beginning of the Zohar, when Eliyahu wants to describe the unfathomability of Hashem, he uses a famous phrase. Eliyahu Navi in the Zohar says, "Less machshava detfisa be," that there's no human mind that can understand Hashem. Why is that the terminology for comprehension? And when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the inability for us to comprehend Hashem, tefisa be. So he talks about epistemology. What happens when we study knowledge? What happens when you study a concept, a math theory, history? But I don't just mean you study it, but you really, really deeply integrate it at the level of das and your kishkas that we spoke about. Not just studying an idea, but immersing in an idea. Maybe this year you've already studied a sugya, you really got into and you lived it and you dreamed it, and you started to assimilate that those ideas beyond just cognitive interaction. So he talks about a dual or reciprocal relationship. Look at my hands, it's probably better to look at my hands. Your intellect encompasses an idea. Don't just study it at a distance, but there's a level of integration that the idea becomes internal to your mind. It becomes part of your mind, part of your system. But it's bidirectional. You become part of the concept. The immersion is so deep that it's not just that the idea infiltrates your mind, but you subject yourself to the idea. And ideas are abstract. So it's a bidirectional experience of grabbing. Grabbing means I contain. If I grab you by the arm, then I'm putting my hand around you, and your arm is now being contained within my hand. But when it comes to knowledge, it's bidirectional. My mind is grabbing an idea, but the idea is also grabbing me. So I become immersed within the idea, and the idea becomes immersed within me. That's why it's referred to as tfisa. There's a grabbing and a containment. Being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence is contained in Torah, when I study Torah and I'm studying Hashem's will, all of a sudden Hashem's will becomes part of me and I become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Hashem is the concept and Hashem's will is the concept I'm studying. That's a level of integration that's even deeper than the previous metaphor of Mechabek Es HaMelech. If I give you a hug, so essentially we remain two separate bodies that just have some physical proximity and some physical bonding. But where there's deep immersion, where something becomes part of you, that's even deeper. He calls it Yichud Nifla She'ein Kamo, She'ein Yichud Kamo. It's a type of integration which we don't even have in our world. When you talk about this Sefer, so this Sefer is a bunch of atoms that are bonded. But the atoms, they're not, they haven't exchanged matter. We've matter that's bonded with one another, but ultimately those atoms are still independent atoms, and there's no conversion. There's atom A and atom B, they're bonded covalently, ionically, however they're bonded, they're held together by magnetic fields, and then I can separate the two, but they haven't interacted at a visceral level. So this type of interaction with Hashem, where he becomes part of my das, and my das becomes part of him, the only metaphor that he can describe is food. When you eat food, and food enters your body, so the food gets decomposed, and then that food becomes part of your blood and part of your cellular molecular structure. And that's why he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, in Tehillim, where David HaMelech says, "Lasos ritzoncha Elokai chafatzti, I wanted to fulfill your will." It's in Perek Mem. V'tarascha betoch me'ai. The Torah is in my kishkes, is in my me'ai. That's why in Kabbalah, Torah is referred to as lechem or mazon, because when you eat food, you don't just bond with the food by holding it or grasping it or hugging it or bonding with it. You're eating the food, you're breaking it down, it is immersed within you and your bloodstream, and it's converted into your body. So when I'm studying Torah, and in a way that far surpasses mitzvahs, and when I'm studying mitzvahs, essentially I'm encompassed in Hashem's commands. I'm taking my experience and I'm immersing myself in Hashem. When I'm studying Torah, I'm trying to understand Hashem's ideas. So it's not just that I'm immersing my mind in Hashem, but I'm immersing Hashem within me, because I'm applying my mind and I'm grabbing an idea, and then it infiltrates my identity in a way that mitzvos cannot. And that's why Torah is always superior to mitzvos. Two added features of this parak. Number one, he writes something very interesting, which I hope you'll understand now. He says, "V'hine halacha zu hi chachmasa v'ritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every halacha is Hashem's will." That when Reuven says such and such, and Shimon says such and such, the psak should be so and so. V'af im lo hayev lo yia davar hazeh lo lam lavo. Even if this is something that will never happen. People that are outsiders to Shas think it's so idiosyncratic and so random, and these cases never happen. Who cares about Kalim and who cares about Krisus? Halacha is not an attempt. Learning Hashem's Ratzon is not an attempt to know how to behave. 90% of the cases in Shas never happen. They're just test cases that Chazal spin to describe logic. But Hashem created these modes, and he says, if this case were to happen, this would be my will. So even though in the human realm it will never happen, but that's a will of Hashem expressed through a scenario. And by studying that case, you're getting a deeper understanding of Hashem's will. So this is, if someone ever asks you and says, why do we study Gemara? These are cases that hardly ever occur. Open up the fifth parak of Sefer HaTanya, and he says, right here, he literally says, V'af im lo hayev v'lo yia davar hazeh li'olam lavo l'mishpat. It's still Shekach Allah Birtzano Bechachmatza Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Hashem's Ratzon, and to create that bidirectional immersion, I want to study that, even if it will never occur. At the end of the parak, he talks about Torah Lishma, a very famous phrase. He says that when you study Torah Lishma, then this bidirectional immersion occurs. He says, "Linisha Asku Ba'alam Azeh B'Tara Lishma." What is Torah Lishma? Very, very fascinating concept. We know what Torah Shel Lishma is, for profit, for personal gain, for kavod. What is Torah Lishma? Is Torah Lishma merely a negation of Torah Shel Lishma, that you don't have impure thoughts? So he says that Torah Lishma is Hainu Kidei Lekasher Nafsho Lashem Al Yidei Hasagas HaTorah Ish Kafi Sichla. That when you're learning Torah, you're saying, I'm not just learning ideas, I'm trying to connect to Hashem and to create this immersion. Lekasher Nafsho Lashem Al Yidei Hasagas HaTorah. This was the subject of great debate, Mirtz Hashem, in Chodesh Teves. After we finish this Sefer, and we finish it, we're going to study the Sefer called Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is written by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. In Nefesh HaChaim, he takes issue with this definition. Because how can you be learning Torah and thinking that you want to try to connect to Hashem? You can't learn Torah that way. It takes so much mental effort to understand the Tosfos. So much mental effort to understand a Rashba, to understand a Sugya, that if there's any other agenda in your mind other than trying to crack the logic of that Sugya, you won't do it. And this is a built-in dilemma for Torah. On the one hand, you have to apply your entire essence and all your intellectual prowess to understand something, and if you're distracted, as it were, by thinking about Hashem, you won't succeed in Torah. But if you're not aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your Torah won't be oriented towards this Dveikus. So, what do? We know that in the end they're meant to be consistent, but practically, what should you do? At 9:30 today, you'll be learning Torah. Should you be thinking about Hashem? Or should you be thinking about the paid base with all your effort and all your might? So it's a bit of a machlokas between the Sefer HaTanya and Chaim Volozhiner. He says you should be thinking about the Kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, no, Torah L'shma is L'shem Torah, not L'shem Hashem, L'shem Torah. If you think about it, I want to learn Torah, so I want to learn Torah. I know that in the background, because it's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all know that's true, that both are true. But if you stop yourself at any given moment, what should you be thinking about? It's a big, big difference. Okay, so this is the parak, famous parakeh. He describes a yichud nifla she'en yichud kamohu. It surpasses even dveikus. It's not just clinging and bonding. It's immersion. It can only be achieved intellectually. This is where Chabad gets its intellectual pivot, because when you're studying Torah, there's an embracing of a concept as well as an immersion within the concept that you're embracing, and that leads to a degree of interaction that's bidirectional and that surpasses other forms of bonding or integration. Okay, next week we'll get back to the Nefesh Behemoth. Now that we've described the Nefesh Elokius, the spiritual Hashem-based, or the essence of Hashem-based Neshama, what's the Nefesh Behemoth? What role does that play in our lives? Then once we have a sense of the structure of a human being, then we can say who a Benoni is and how a Benoni can get closer to Hashem. That's what it's called to say for a Benoni. Okay? Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day. Thanks for having you too.